Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Hey. Erevin Daf Hey, as we continue in the first Masechta, first parak in Masechta's Erevin, and we are at the two dots on Dalad Amid Beis. We mentioned yesterday, just one or two points of a continuation from yesterday, the three halachos that the Gemara said were halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and each one the Gemara went into, is that really true? And just to review, the Rambam's five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, the first two parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam says, there's the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam writes, there are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, which are Misoras that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we understand the Torah in a certain way, even though it does not say that explicitly in the Torah Shebechsav. Number one, and that category includes halachas like Ayin Tachas Ayin, which is not literal, and we know that's not literal based on where? Based on Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Or the fact that a pre-eis hadar is an esrog, the Gemara learns, eventually comes to that maskana in Lulav HaGazel, that also is not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So that is all one category of Torah Shebaal Peh. And category number two we mention is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which is also from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Rambam, we mentioned many times, what's the difference between the first two categories? Whether, if you would give me a million years, I would have figured it out. So, category one, I would have figured it out eventually. Pre-eis hadar, an esrog is a beautiful fruit. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. Okay, I might have come to the conclusion that it's not literal. But the other halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, like tsroros, like we had yesterday, good, and shiurin, mechitzin, chatitzin, all of those, why would I ever have thought of that? And that's why the Gemara, that behind that, this might be one of the Gemaras that tipped the Rambam off to that distinction between the two of them. The Gemara says, how could you call this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? There's at least a hint to this. It might not be explicit, but there's at least a hint to this in the Torah. And therefore, why do you call it halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? And that's where the Gemara had to go into to say, no, it really is. Either it's an asmachta or certain details we learned out from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, v'chulu. So that's what the whole assumption of yesterday's Gemara was. Just two points related to the end. We mentioned in the sugyas of Chatzitza that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim at the end was coming to include the different levels, not only of hair, as we went into, but even miyat hamachbid or rubo she'eno machbid. And we mentioned that we're machmer across the board. I just wanted to read that Shulchan Aruch and then add on one hosafa. The Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning, it's in Kuf Tzadi Ches, Tzricha she'titbol kol gufa bepamachas. Tvila, she has to put her entire body, right, Hilchos Nida, the only men do not have a chiyuv of mikvah bizman hazeh, right, only women have a chiyuv, they rebana beis hamikdash, then all people will have chiyuvim, will all be tameh, will have to go to the mikvah all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch says, she has to be tovel her whole body at one time, right, that's different than Hagalah. Hagalah does not have to all be at once. Tvila has to be at once. I'm not going to get too off the topic. Lefichach, sarach shalo yehe alea shum davar achotzeitz. And therefore there cannot be any type of interference on her. V'yafilu kol shehu, even a tiny amount. V'yimderech b'nei adam lifamim lahakpid alav. And if some people are makpid on it sometimes, chotzeitz, it's a chatitza, afilu im eina makpedes alav ata. Even if she is not makpid on it right now, it's still called a chatitza if normal people are makpid for it. Oh, or the opposite. Afilu eina makpedes alav la'olam. If she's never makpid about it, kivat shederech rov b'nei adam lahakpid alav chotzeitz. And it's v'srochofech rov aguf v'chulu. And that's the Shulchan Aruch that were machmer across the board. And then the Rama is v'chadchila lo titbol afilu b'dvarim she'enem chotzitzim. Gzeira ato dvarim chotzitzim. There's the Rama that the minag is, and v'chadchila, even a miyat she'eno makpid, we try to remove. And the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Tzadi Ches goes through all of the halachas. There's one other har I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that's from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris in the back. In the back he has Hosafos, Oz Dalin. He discusses Umakshin. He quotes the question. He says, we know there are three categories. We have Rubo Umakpid, that's Daraisa, and then either or for the Durabanan. So ask Rabbi Chanan, how do you ever have a case of Miyat She'eno Makpid? Because, you know, halachically, there's an issue with having it on your body, so why doesn't that always turn into Makpid? Because you don't want it, because the Rabbanan said that you can't have it on. So why isn't how could there ever be a case of Eno Makpid? So, you know there's an answer to this question, but what's the answer? So he quotes his Rebbe Reb Chaim, and he gives his own answer. So Reb Chaim says, what does Makpid mean? What does Makpid mean? Right now, he says, De'ino chotis mi da'araisa el ha'echa de'makpid al kol harov. On a da'araisa level, it's only Makpid if it's covering most. V'hacha eino makbid ela al chelik meharov. If you have most of it covering your body, what do you makbid on? Only up until the amount that makes it to 49%. You're not makbid on the whole thing. You're just be makbid on the part that would make it to putting it over the majority. Shai harim nasir migufo ksas meharov lo yishor ela miyachino makbid. And that's mutter midrabanan. That was Reb Chaim's answer. That makbid is only if you're makbid on everything, but here you only be makbid on the amount that would put you over the top, over the 50%, and that doesn't count. Reb Chanan, I think, is the more pashut answer, and that is odef shalomar. If the only reason that you're makbid is because of the halacha, that's not called makbid. But makbid is defined as makbid in general. If you're makbid because you don't want this, if you're makbid because you care about this, it's only because of the halacha that you're makbid. That's not called makbid in this case. You have to go by everything else remaining equal, ceteris paribus, as it's called, right? Then everything else, that's how you determine makbid or eino makbid. But not, you don't take into account the fact that the Rabbanan told you that you're makbid because of that. Right, we have this in other cases too. Marshal Mata Vedome. Right, we spoke in the fourth parak about Hatmana. Spoke about Hatmana. So some of the cases there about raising, some folks can say, does Hatmana require, remember the crockpot discussion that we had, does it have to cover the top? Hatmana means it has to be totally enclosed. What about the top? The top is not covered. Top of the crockpot is not covered. So some say, well, that's the normal way of cooking. That's the normal way of cooking. But what if, you raise it up a little bit, it's still the normal way of cooking, but you're only doing this because of Shabbos. You're not doing this because, you know, there's any other reason. Nobody else would cook this way except because it's Shabbos. So they have the poskim also discuss. Do you take into account normal behavior because of Shabbos or normal behavior in general? So it's a similar discussion that Rabbi Chanan is saying here. If the only reason that you're makbid is because of the halacha, that's not the makbid that the Torah is talking about. Do you say it by psik reisha de lo nichalei? Right, meaning if the only reason that it's lo nicha for you is because the halacha says you're not allowed to get benefit, right, similar idea. There we would call that nicha. Right, if there's a light that goes on in your fridge, but it's lo nicha for me because I don't want to violate Shabbos. No, but it's nicha because you're able to see in the fridge more. So that would be called psik reisha de lo nichalei. You don't define it as what person would want because of the halacha. Okay, it's just another hosafa for chatitza. Now let's get into the next section. Yesterday, if we called it a non-Eirvindaf, today's an Eirvindaf. So let's get into it. Says the Gemara, two dots on Dallas on my base. Haisa gavoha me esramama. So remember the first mishnah we had, if the korah, if the horizontal bar trying to be matir your mavu is above 20 amos, so then it is pasul. It's no good. And we had 2 days already in the Amoraim. Is it Mishum Heker? Is it Mishum Mechitza? Says the Gemara. Now, Ubalamato, let's say it's above 20 Amos, but you want to fix it. You want to be Mamait it. Kama Mamait. How much does one have to be Mamait it? So what are we talking about here? You can't lower the bar. The bar is sitting on top of the Mavi walls. So the assumption is that there is another way to lower the space, and that is raise the floor. You can't lower the bar, so raise the floor. So Rashi says, in the fifth to last line or so, what you're talking about is building an itztava. Itztava is like a platform, or dirt, or upper, tachazakora. Rashi says it in the sixth line or so, from the bottom. So, how far do you have to raise it? So Gemara says, kama mai, kama ditzarachlai. How far? As far as you need to. Meaning, to make it within 20 amos. So, what's the issue? Ela rachvo. The assumption is, it sounds like, that you can't lower the korah because the korah is sitting on top of the walls. So you're going to lower the walls? I guess you could chisel out where the walls are, but the assumption is that the walls are fixed. You can't do anything with that. So the Gemara says the question really is, how, let's say you're going to raise the floor, you're going to put a platform or dirt at the edge under the korah, how deep into the mavi do you have to go? That's the shaila. How deep does it have to be into the mavi? How wide of an area does your platform or raised dirt have to be? That's the question. Rachma b'kama. That's the machlokas. Rav Yosef Amar tefach, Abaya Amar arba'a. One tefach or four tefachim. So what's the machlokas about? Leim b'hakam iflagi. Let's say that the machlokas is about the following. We're going to have four suggestions what this machlokas is about. What's the first one? Demand Amar tefach kasavar mutar l'shtamish tachas akora. According to the one who says, all you need is a tefach with, is the one that holds, are you allowed to make use of under this Korah? Are you allowed to use under the Korah, under this board? Or do you have to stop in front of the Korah? Meaning, this, if you say there is an imaginary wall that's going down from the Korah, so is it the inner border of that Korah that's going down, or is it the outer border of the Korah that's going down? If it's the outer border, then the whole Korah is considered inside the alley. If it's the inner one, then you can't use under it. Maybe that's the issue suggests the Gemara. Demand Amar Tefa, the one who says all you need is a tefach, meaning you don't need any type of prevention from being under the Korah. Right, you only need a tefach, so you're basically going to go under the Korah. So, kasavar mutar l'shtam ishtach as a Korah. That opinion must hold, you're allowed to be under the board. And that's why you don't need any extra width of the reminder. Uman da'amar ba, and according to the one who says, for tefachim, you need a wider area, kasavar asur l'shtam ishtach as a Korah, holds that it is asur to use under the Korah. And therefore, we're going to learn, Bez Hashem, in the next Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, that how wide the Korah has to be. But let's assume it has to be about a tefach. So you need something more than a tefach to remind you that you can't go under the Korah. And Rashi says, what measurements do we have in halacha? Some things we have are tefachim. Beyond that, what's the next measurement? Dala tefachim. That's what you go from 1 to 4. Why don't you say 2 tefachim? That also would be a reminder. No, says Rashi, because you don't have that in halacha. You have 1 tefach and you have dala tefachim. Those are the most common. See Rashi on the 4th line, last word. V'kivan da'afikte mitachas akora. Once you're taking it out from under the korah, tzarech shi'i makom ha'nikar v'chashuv. It's got to be nikar, it's got to be chashuv, and the next measurement that we're used to is dala tefachim. So isn't that the machlokas? That's the potential. What it's about. So the Gemara says, no, there are 3 other possibilities what this machlokes is about. 3 other possibilities. Again, does your platform that you raised, that you added to the floor to make it within 20 amos, does that have to be 1 tefach wide or 4 tefachim wide? So why is that? So we had 1 possibility, now 3 others. Number 2, lo, dekuli alma kasavi mutar l'shtam ishtach as a korah. It could be that both opinions hold that you're allowed to use under the korah. So why would you need something 4 tefachim? Ubaha kamiflagi mar savar korah mishum heker. Umar Savar Korah Mishum Mechitza. Right, we had this once already 2 days ago. We're going to have this again. Maybe the machlokas is gufo. How is the Korah functioning? Is it functioning as a hecker, or is it functioning as a Korah? If it's functioning as a hecker, so then you don't have any other requirements. It's a hecker. It's up there, so you're going to see it, and therefore your bottom one raising the floor, it only has to be a tefach. But if you say it's Mishum Mechitza, and the Rishonim explain here, the assumption is that your Mechitza has to be within 20 amos of an entire area that it is going over, so you need at least 4 tefachim within 20 amos of that Korah. And that is why, if it's Mishum Mechitza, you'd have to raise it 4 tefachim. You have to have it wide 4 tefachim. Right, that's what Rashi says. Another line. Okay, so that is number 2. It's Mishum Hekar, Mishum Mechitza, which we already said is a Machlokas Amaran. And we'll see, Bez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, also it's a Machlokas Rishonim. V'Ibayisema, third answer. Dekuli Alma Kor Mishum Hekar. Maybe everybody agrees it's Mishum Hekar. And again, you shouldn't require 4 tefachim wide. V'hacha beheker shalmato beheker shalmala kamiflagi. The machlokas is you need parallelism. Do you? It's mishum heker. And if it's not within, if the whole area is not within 20 amos, the whole level of the mavui, then you're going to need somebody to remind you even below, not just above. So it's, do they have to be parallel? That's the machlokas. Or are they allowed to be parallel? Demar Savar Amrinan Heker Shalmata Heker Shalmala. One says, well, the bottom one can be like the top one. If the top one only has to be a tefach wide, so the bottom one also. That's all you need. Umar Savar Lo Amrinan Heker Shalmata Heker Shalmala. And the other opinion says, Abaya says, second day, it has to be 4 tefachim because you don't say that parallel. You have to say that even if the top one is allowed to be a tefach, the bottom one has to be 4 tefachim. Number 3, and finally number 4, V'ibayezema, Tukuliyama Amrinan, Heker Shemata, Heker Shemala. Maybe it's all, everybody agrees that it can't be parallel. So again, each time we said Tukuliyama Amrinan, it was to the tzad of, everybody agrees you can have the smaller one, a tefach. Why would you need more? The machlokas is, over time, are we worried that your raised floor is going to get worn out, and people are going to trample on it, and people aren't going to notice. One tefach is much flimsier, and is a much greater probability that as it gets overrun, people aren't going to notice. It's a small little area. Dal tefachim already, that's more serious. People are going to, even if a little bit is overrun, the whole thing won't be overrun. So, do we make such a gzeira? Even though it's all within the world of Durabanan, so you might say, is this a gzeira l'gzeira? The answer is, it's not a gzeira l'gzeira. Right, it's not gzera l'gzera. Is mavui a total gzera? Because you might come to, maybe if it's mishum heker, but again, some rishonim might say this is a takana. Takana drabanan. Okay, the motivation might have been some type of gzera, but you might not look at it that way, and therefore it might not be considered it's not considered a gzera l'gzera in this case. Period. Okay, this is all what we have been talking about, and what we're continuously talking about is fixing the mavui, to make it in a way that one is allowed to carry inside. One detail that's going to come up later in the Masechta, I thought I mentioned it now already, is besides, I mentioned it on Daf Beis, besides the physical structure, of course, one has to come together in terms of the people, in terms of an Erev Chatzeres and a Sheet of Mavos. The houses into yards have to make an Erev Chatzeres. We're talking about a Mavui, so all the residents of the yards of the chatzers have to come together and store a certain item of wine we'll get to usually use for Shita Mavos in a certain area. And that is done even Bizman Hazeh, right? When we talk about the Erev Bizman Hazeh in any community that has an Erev, it's not just the physical Erev, the Tzuros HaPesach that we're talking about here, physical, but there is an Erev, there is food somewhere. Shulchan Aruch says this, Befer Shulchan Aruch. Most people, you know, just we rely on the Erev, but we're not in charge of making the Erev. But the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Shin Samach Vav, Chatzer Shahar Bibatim Suchim L'Socho, a Chatzer which many houses open up into, Asur L'Tchachamim L'Taltam Yibatayim L'Chatzer Achi Yarvu. Dahainu, what do you do? Shegovim Pas Mikol Bayis V'Bayis, you take some bread from every house, V'Nosin Oso Be'echan Yibatay HaChatzer, you put it into one of the houses of the Chatzer, Sha'al yidei kach, anu ro'im, ki'ilu kulam darim ba'oso habayis. Viewed as if they're all in one house, u'ki'ilu kol ha'chatzer miyuchal lo'oso habayis. It's as if it's one big happy family. Right, that's how we view it. Where else might you have this? What about an apartment building? Where there are a lot of different Jews there. Right, also there, one would require an Erev Chatzeres. We'll get to one kula in a minute. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. So where is the Erev kept? Where is the Erev usually kept? So the Ramah quotes, it's usually kept in the shul, says the Ramah. V'aminag bizman hazeh laniach erev v'beis ha'kneses. To put it in the shul, v'cheinog v'akadmonim, v'nir aliyatam, this is the Ramah, still talking. Why do you put it in a shul or in one of the shuls? To erev v'shalanu yeshlam din shituf, v'ein sarach laniach v'beis dira. Reason number one is that are our communities more similar to an Erev Chatzeros, where it has to be in a house, or in a Sheet of Mavos, where it just has to be anywhere? It doesn't have to be in a house. The Ramah says, ours are more like Sheet of Mavos. You don't have houses going into yards going into alleyways. You don't have the same structure as was had in the Talmudic times. And that's why it is put in the shul. Another reason, Rav Sternbach points out, why it's put in the shul and not in somebody's house. He doesn't say this, but his question is answered with this in Chuvas Van Hagos in Chelik Alef Simin Reish Nun. He says, what happens if the Erev is in somebody's house and that person goes away for Shabbos and his house is locked? We're going to learn later on in this Masechta that you and your Erev have to be in the same place, halachically. So, and even if you could break open his house, as we learned, remember, at the end of the Masechta Shabbos, but it's an Issa Daraisa of Mazik. If it's yours, okay, this is a drabana and a makalkel, what's our Shabbos would be okay. But if it's your friend's house, you're gonna be mazikim. And therefore, v'roi lefarsim, shim echan me'ashchenim nasa l'shabbos, v'ha'erev munach etzlo, v'i'efshar likanes elo b'isr malacha, d'stira da'oraisa, ha'erev lo mo'il, v'yafshar yachol l'shvar adeles b'kilkol, she'en kan elo shavuos, mikol makom still, kiva jish, but the isr mazik, which is a separate topic. Where's the Isra of Masik in the Torah? Lo hunter lasos kein. Shri makpid bala baishli kontulusav. If you could get it through a window, okay. But the evidence, okay. But he doesn't say the punchline. Maybe that's another reason for the Rabbah, why we put it into the shul. Because it's a public area, the shul, no, but the shul that never goes away. Right? So that's why, maybe it's another reason why it's put in the shul, the minhag. Somebody out there might be thinking, somebody here might be thinking, I never gave bread. I never gave anything. I don't know, I moved into the community, and there's an Eruv. I never knew about that. So that's the other Shulchan, you gotta keep reading the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, still in Siman Shin Samach Vav, that the principle of Zachin La'adam Shalom Bafanav is used. And therefore, the first person, the two rabbis who start the Eruv, come together, one rabbi gives another rabbi the bread and says, please be Zoche this on behalf of everybody in the community and everyone who will ever be in the community for Shabbos, either as a guest or as a resident. That's what the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't use your family member. Can't use a family member, somebody who's in the same bank account, right? Because that's cool. Like a Gadol or anyone who's Samach al Shulchan Aviv, whoever it is, so that is not considered an independent party. So im echan mibri achatzah rotze liton pas bishvil kulon shaperdami ubevashi yizakenu lohem al yidei acher. Ukeshe zoche bo tzorach lagviyah ben akarka tefach, you pick it up. Vetzorach lozakos lakol bnei achatzah o amavui ulakol mi sheyitosef miyom zeve elach. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do it for anybody in the future. Does it need to be rooted? So once a year sometimes. Once a year sometimes. And the minhag is to use matzahs that are kosher lepesach. Right, just in case you remember, I'm saying you don't remember, and they have the Erev there, you're gonna be stuck, you know, that's the minhag. That's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch a little bit later.
If someone needed to use the matzahs, they could.
I don't think you should finish them. Right, you have to, that's the designation of the Erev, then you gotta make it up. The minhag is to use a whole matzah, or a couple of whole matzahs. A couple of shuls, I remember in the Bell's Base Medish in Yerushalayim, in the major Bell's complex there, in the back of the shul in glass, they have the matzahs there. And I remember I took a tour there once, the Gabbai said that the Bell's Rebbe uses this for Knedeluch on one of the nights of Pesach. Right, Dafka the, I don't remember if it's Shemini, if it's the Gubrox, I don't know. But I remember he said something like they make, and obviously Shirayim, and he says it's fresh, and it's one of the Nisim. Right, you have the lechem apanim even mizman hazeh. It's not stale, even though it stays on the whole year. Okay. Anyway, and you make a bracha. It's a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha. It says Erev. You pass like the Rambam that this is how it is done. Okay. Again, there's a lot more. Be'er of Tchumen. That's a sugya that comes up later in the Masechta, but I'll just mention it now. Oh, just one other ha'ara. Rav Moshe has a big kula, which other poskim don't all agree to. And that is, what happens if there is a landlord that has kalim in every one of the apartments? What if he has it's the refrigerator or the oven, v'chulu? Is that called owned by one person? He's renting it out. But these are his. So is that enough? Or Moshe says that's good enough. Moshe says that's good enough, they don't need an Erev Tchumen. And if you do one, you don't have an Erev Chatzeres. And if you do one, you don't make a bracha. Because maybe you don't need one. That's considered, you know, Dira Achas. Or Soloveitchik and others, the Kavanah Rav, the Dvar Avram, did not like that kula. Right, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav. When they asked this question to the Rav without mentioning Rav Moshe's Shuva, Ukshalu Rabbeinu Bazeh Benogei La'arov B'Pnimiya Shel HaYeshiva, a dormitory. If anybody's involved in a dormitory. So do you say, the landlord, the head of the yeshiva, puts the kalim in, puts the closets in, puts everything in, is that good enough not to require an Erev Chatzeres? Rav Soloveitchik said, Ein L'smoch Al Zeh. Don't be somich on that, and then you have to have an Erev Chatzeres. You have to have a Chatzeres. You want to be machmer for Rav Moshe? Don't make a bracha. Just say Bahadin Iruva, just say the Nusach of the Eruv, but not to make a bracha. Okay, but we'll come back to that as we continue. But now that's all again part two. You have to physically do something, and you have to halachically make it into one big happy family. So this whole Gemara that we're involved in is the physical makeup, but keep in mind you have that whole other discussion that Beth Hashem will come up later. Okay, next two dots. Hayapachos, we just spoke about if it's very high and you want to minimize. What happens if it's all the way at the bottom? There's a lot of parallels from the beginning of Erevin and the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, if you're a member. So here, what if your kor is too low? Hayapachos me'asara tvachim. It's less than 10 tvachim, but chakak bo lashlima la'asara. And you dug. So you dug deeper into the floor under the korah. Same question. Kamachokek. How much do you have to dig? What do you mean? To make it 10 tvachim, because that's the shortest. Ella mashcha b'kama. Same issue. How deep? How deep does it have to be? Rashi says, when you're digging, the mashcha is used. When you're adding, rachbo is used. It means the same thing. See, here we both have the same achlokes. Same people, but larger. Shiurim. Rav Yosef Amar Badalid. Rav Yosef says here, he said one tefach before, he says here you need four tefachim. Abaya Amar Ba'arba Amos. Abaya says you need four Amos. Four Amos. Both of them would say this is the minimum shear of the Mavui, and you basically have to make a miniature Mavui underneath this Korah. Four Tvachim or four Amos. So what is this Machlok? Where do they get this Shita from? So Lema b'Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi k'miflagi. Maybe the Machlokas is the parallel Machlokas, the issue of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. De'itmar. Mavui shen nifrat mitzido klapi rosho. So if you have the picture books, you might come in helpful here, but I'll try to explain it even without. Again, the one that I will refer to is the Mar HaMavur. It's from Ma'oros. Moros Adaf, it's a beautiful picture book, but any picture book would be fine. Mavui shenifrat mitzido klapi rosho. If you have a Mavui, and the Mavui, as we said, you have two walls, and you have chatzos going into it. What if the wall close to the front of the Mavui, but not the opening of the Mavui that goes to the street, on the side, but towards the front of the Mavui, that wall gets a big hole in it. There's a big pirtza. In the side of the side of the Mavui, the wall, towards the front of the Mavui, klape rosho. So how does that still work? Does that Korah in the front, entrance, main entrance, does that still work for your Mavui? Or do you say that because you have a hole in the side now that is ruined? And that hole in the side also goes to the Purushas Harabim. So it depends how much of the wall, how much of a wall do you still have between the hole, between the new hole, the piritza, and the front of the Mavui. That's the Shaila. Itmar Mishmei Derabi Ami V'Rabasi. Im Yesh Sham Pas Yad. If you have a four tefach wall from the front of the Mavui that's still there, and then the opening comes. So that works. Matim Piritza Ad Esra. As long as your piritza is up to 10 Amos, as we've said, up till 10 Amos is called a Pesach. More than 10 Amos is called a Piritza. That's going to come up later in this parak. So if you have at least four Tfachim there, then it's considered as if that front section is still called a Mavui. And therefore, in back of it is fine. V'imla, but if not, if you don't have four Tfachim, then Pachas Bishlosha Matir. Only if the hole is less than three Tfachim is it Matir, because that's Lavud. That's as we had yesterday. That's a concept that comes up in many different areas. Shlosh Eino Matir. But if it's three Tfachim, and the front wall that's still standing is less than Dal Tfachim, so then Eino Matir, then you're stuck. So that's the Shita of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So let's say, Rav Yosef Isle de Rav Ami, Rav Yosef who says, you only have to dig out four tfachim, he holds like Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who says four tfachim is the minimum size of a Mavui. Rav Ami rejects it. So is this what they're arguing about? Because why would your front wall have to be four tfachim deep? Because that's the minimum shear of a Mavui. So it's the same issue here. Do you say the minimum shear of a Mavui is four tfachim or four Amos? So, says the Gemara, Armalacha Abaya. No, Abaya would say no. I don't have any, even if four tfachim is said here, I could agree with Rami Nirvasi. Why? Hasam sof mavui, hacha tchilas mavui. Says Abaya, don't compare to me where you're trying to create a kosher mavui in the first place versus where you had one and now they got a problem with it. When you're trying to create a kosher mavui, it's got to be at least four amos deep. Where, and that's why when you dig, it's gotta be four Amos area. Where you already have a good Mavui, and now there's a problem? So, that's where I would allow four Tfachim. And the Ritva explains, sometimes creating something is harder than once you have it, you know, if some of it gets ruined, you know, we have that in Halacha various times. To create something in the first place is harder. Just to help it, to have a problem that develops later, you know, you need less left than what you would have needed in the first place. Right? You have that various times. Because starting something is harder. Right? We had that back in the second parak of Masechah Shabbos. Remember Rabbi Yosef Engel discussed why by Chanukah, right? Why do you need the Nair of Chanukah? Because to be Mechanich, the Beis HaMikdash, it's got to be Tahar. Even though while you're involved, Tumot Shebetzibur, but that's not starting off. Starting off is harder, has a higher standard than what happens in the middle. Okay, so Abaya saves himself. He's out against Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Period. Amar Abaya. So Aminah. Now Abaya saves himself from that makar, but now he asks, Lamaisa, what is Abaya's makar? Where do you have a source that a Mavui minimum has to be four Amos deep? Right? That's Abaye Shita. Where do you have that? So, Minah Minah Lo, Titanya. So, we'll try a couple of sources. So, the first is a brisa that we had back in the 19th parak of Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar Demila. Titanya. Ein Mavui Nitar Balechi Vakora. A Mavui, the system that we've described, does not work unless until you have houses going into yards and yards going into alleys, as we've set up the structure. That's the only thing that works. So Abaye says to himself, 1 minute, what if your mavoi is only 2 amos deep, or even 4 tvachim deep? Are you going to be able to have doorways from the yards to the alleyway in that tiny little mavoi? It's impossible. A doorway has to be 4 tvachim wide. And we have to include the threshold, the doorpost Rashi adds in. So if you have a mavui that's only 4 tvachim deep, you're not going to be able to fit the doors of the chatzers. So the whole system, remember, it is yards to alleyways, alleyways to houses to yards, yards to alleyways. So the ibadalid, and if you're telling me 4 tvachim is good enough, echemish kachasle. You're not going to be able to have it. The whole structure is going to fall apart. Your mavi's too small. That's why, says Abaye, I hold it's got to be 4 amos deep. V'chitema. And if you want to say, oh, maybe, to pasach la betofen, I'm sorry. Maybe your yards would empty into the alleyway from the back wall. Remember we said an alleyway has 3 walls. And we've been assuming that the yards go into the side walls. But maybe they go into the back wall. And the back wall could be much wider. What if you have a very wide alleyway, but it's just very, it's not deep. It's 4 tvachim deep and 10 amos wide. So that's a way that there's no problem with what you're asking, Abaye. So v'chi tema de pasach la bedofen amsai, but that also doesn't work. Why? We have another principle. V'yamar of Nachmin Naktinon. We have a misora, ezeo mavi shenite belechi v'kora, which, what's the system of mavi that works? Kol she'erko yeser al rachbo. Where the length means going from the street to the back of the mavui. That has to be longer than the width. That's the system that works. Ubatam v'chatzeres psuchan l'socho. And therefore, your case of going into the back wall with a very wide mavui is not going to work. So Abaye says, this is my raya. Because you need houses into yards and yards into alleys. And therefore, you need a couple of doorways going into the alleyway from the yards. So you're telling me 4 tvachim is the minimum size mavui? It can't be. It can't be 4 tvachim. It's too small. You're not going to be able to fit the doorways from the yards to the alleyways. And that's my rise as Abaye. How would Rav Yosef defend himself? Rav Yosef, who says that 4 tvachim is deep enough? De pasach le bekeren zavis. He says, if you have a diagonal, if it's 4 tvachim, but the back of the mavui is skinnier than the front of the mavui, and it goes on a diagonal. So then, even though it's 4 tvachim, you'll be able to fit the doorway. It's 4 tvachim deep, but it's more than 4 tvachim on the diagonal. And therefore, you'll be able to fit the doorways from the alleyways, you know, tightly, but it'll fit. So Rav Yosef said, that's how I'll learn the case. Again, if I would say that's such an unusual case. But either way, Rav Yosef says, I can figure it out and still have the 4 tefach minimum. Good, so we saved both opinions. Abaye brought a raya, and Rav Yosef defended himself. So Amar Abaye, let's try again, Minah Amina La. Let's try to see if I have another raya that's more foolproof. Amar Ami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. New case. Lechi Aboli Midofno Shal Mavui. What if you have a Mavui, but instead of, as we have been describing up till now, that the Mavui is totally open on that side to the street, and therefore you have to put a horizontal or vertical beam. What if the wall extends on that fourth side that's next to the street? You have part of a wall of the mavui there. It's not totally open. You have part of a wall. So does that work for it to be its own lechi? Now we're talking about vertical beams, not horizontal. Up until now we've been talking about horizontal, right? The chorus. Now we're talking about the lechis. So if your wall extends out, is that good enough? So ironically, the longer it is, the worse it is. Let's see. Pachos me arba amos, if the wall is less than 4 amos long on that fourth side, on that side of the street, then nido mishum lechi. As long as it's small enough, it can be called a lechi. The eino tzarech lechi achar la'atiro. You don't have to put up another lechi in order to matir the mavli. Dalet amos, but if it's 4 amos long, so then nidon mishun mavli. Then that's not a pole, that's part of the wall of the mavli. That's not a part of the world of Mavi. It's Sarach Lechi Akalatira. And then you're going to need another Lechi to be Matarit. The longer it is, if it's very long, if it's 4 amos long, so then you're not going to be able to use that as your Lechi. Ironically, we'll see why in a minute. But what do you see from there? You see from there, the shear is, according to Abaya, 4 amos. 4 amos are the important shiurim, because if your wall is covering 4 amos, so that's just part of the wall of a Mavi. So you see a Mavi is 4 amos. That's the minimum. Rav Yosef, would say, what are you talking about? Just like you said before, it's a different application. I'll say the same thing. To get it not being called a board anymore, Adika Arba Amos. It's called a lechi until it's 4 amos long. Lemehevi mavui, in order to create the mavui, to match the mavui in the first place, I feel about tvachim na mehevi mavui. So again, it's two different issues you're talking about. How long does your board have to be if it's attached? And how long, how deep does your mavui have to be if using a freestanding pole? So again, Ravasi will just say, it's two different issues. Don't compare the two. Period. What's the reason that if it's longer, it does not work? So, to get into this, let's go to the Rambam for a minute. The Rambam has no such distinction. The Rambam does not quote this chiluk, the Magen Mishnah points out. The Rambam does not have this chiluk of, it depends how long your board is. Why not? So, suggest the Machronim, the Rekavis HaMishnah says, well, is a lechi mishum heker or mishum mechitza? If a lechi is mishum mechitza, so then the bigger it is, the better it should be. Right, if it's Mishum Mechitza, the Rambam, the Merkabah Mishnah proves from elsewhere, holds that it is Mishum Mechitza. And that's why the Rambam doesn't quote this chilek of the longer it is, the worse it is. Baalei Tosvos like this chilek because they hold Mishum Heker. And if you look at Tosvos for a minute, look, turn the page for a minute. Go to Hema Beis, Tosvos Dibur Maschel Arba, Tosvos says, even according to the Mandamar holds Mishum Mechitza, they also need a little Heker as well. And that's why Tosfos would say the Gemara is not even Mechalik here. The Gemara just quotes it because everybody requires some Heker. So the longer the wall is, the more it just looks like a wall of the Mavui. So the less recognizable it's going to be as you're walking out. Oh, I forgot the street is here. So that's why you need, why do you have such a small little wall sticking out here? Oh, I'll remember it, Shabbos. So that's why Lamant Amrei Mishum Heker, the longer it is, the worse it is. Even though Mishum Mechitza, it's not true, and that's why, says the Merkavas HaMishnah, why the Rambam does not quote this halacha. Beautiful. Good, says the Gemara in Hell. Second to last line. Gufa. Amar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. So let's quote this halacha again. Lechi haboli midafno shalmavui. A lechi that sticks out from the fourth side of the wall. Fourth wall. Pachas me'arba amos, dida mishum lechi. Ve'ein sarach lechi achalatiro. If it's less than 4 amos, it acts as its own lechi, and you don't need another lechi to be materit. Dalad amos, if it is dalad amos long though, nidon mishum mavui, v'tsarach lechi achalatiro. And if it is 4 amos though, it doesn't work, you need another lechi. Oso lechi hechin ma'amido. Where do you put that other freestanding lechi? You have the wall sticking out on the fourth side. So which side of the opening now does that lechi go on? Idemukile bahadeh, if you're going to put it right next to, on the same side of the wall, of the opening as the wall that's sticking out, then osufi yadakamosibale, then you're just adding on to that wall, it's not going to function for you as a hecker. So Amar Rav Yosef, demukile lidavki, so you're right, you put it on the other side. Put it on the opposite side. Put it where the doorway starts on the other side, and that way it could be a hecker. Or, Rafuna Breder of Yeshua Amar, Afilu Teima Demuki Lebahadei, even if you put it on the same side, Demitvi Bey O Demivtsar Bey, you make it a little taller or a little shorter than the rest of the wall, and that way it would be a hecker even if it's on the same side. Period. 2 points. So what do you see from here? In order not to be considered the same idea, so then you have to make some different. We have this also in another halachic context by Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef and Baal Tikva, the Issa D'Oraisa, to add honor, to take away from the Torah. Let's talk about Baal Tosef now. When does one violate Baal Tosef? If you add on an extra parsha in your tefillin, sit in the sukkah, Achvini Atzeres, L'shem Mitzvah, and you think it's a Vadai, any other Baal Tosefs. But the poskim say, if I do something that is different, so that it's not Baal Tosef. So for example, it comes up sometimes. Let's say people are having a whole family over, and they have them over for Shmini Atzeres. Let's say it's in Chutz Laaretz, where you have to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, but that's the biggest area you have is outside, under the Sukkah. So you want to sit in the Sukkah, but it's the, let's say Simchas Torah, you want to sit in the Sukkah. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to passel, based on the Mishnah in Sukkah, you passel some of the Sukkah. So as long as you passel some of the sukkah, right, a certain area, so then you can sit in the sukkah, because you've done something that shows it's different. As long as you do something that shows it's different, that gets out of problems. There's a fascinating application of this in a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Not exactly the same case, but it's similar. Again, sometimes there are similar ideas, but in a different context. Ah, Sanhedrin Nun Beis Mabeis. It's an amazing Gemara. There's a story told. Imrite bas tali bas kohen shezinsahave. A certain young woman was a bas kohen who was mezana. What's the halacha of a bas kohen that shezinsa bemezid? The halacha is chiyav sreifa. That's the halacha. Special day by bas kohen. Akfe Rav Chama bar Tuvia chavile zmuros. Rav Chama bar Tuvia wrapped her in reeds visarfa, and gave her sreifa. Give her the misa sreifa. Amar of Yosef ta betarti. Rav Yosef said that Rav Chama made two mistakes. Mistake number one was, sreifa is not actual burning. It's pouring hot lead down your throat. Number one. Number two, he was an Amora. What's he doing? Chiyav Mises Bezin. See, made two mistakes. End of the Gemara. Two dots. That's it. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo, the Maharshal, in the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Maharshal says, Nira Be'enai, I think each question answers, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, Luli de Mistafina, but he says, I think one question answers the other one. Rav Chama lived at a time where the Dor needed a shock. The Dor needed something. It was a Harasha, so he had to do something. But he didn't want to violate the Isser of doing Chiyav Mises Bezdin at a time when he wasn't allowed to. So he did it dafka in a different way so that nobody would be confused. It wouldn't be Baal Tosef. It wouldn't be doing something at a time when you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But he did Sreifa because at least it's connected to what was done in the times of the Bezdin. And he says, Ve'ineni kecholik ala Talmud, sh'ein bo nafkusa lo l'chiyav lo l'ftura, ve'ein ze elo l'mashicha. I'm just trying to defend Rav Chama. You know, says the Marshal, just going to leave him when he made two mistakes, such obvious mistakes. So he says, I'll say this even because there's no nafkamina l'halacha anyway. But we learn a message. We learn a message from this. Same idea here. If you want something to be recognizable as a separate idea or as a separate unit, make it bigger, make it smaller. Baal Tosef, you know, pasul the sukkah, all different ideas, similar ideas. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Who do we paskin like here? Who do we paskin like here? So we paskin like this statement. Actually, just add on one hosafa. What happens if you made this wall extra l'shem lechi? You added on this extra wall with lechi in mind. Look at Rashi, second skinny line. Afogav di avde mishum lechi have a kusher mishum de riba bisti maso lo gara mi lechi mashahu. Hacha, the whole issue here is if you didn't have it in mind originally. Shitas Rashi is, if you had it in mind originally, then the longer it is, it's not going to be, what, just because it's longer, it's going to be ruined? That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, the only reason for that is if you have it in mind, there's a kol. There's a people realize that you're putting up this extra wall there, you talk to your neighbors while you're doing the extra wall. But anyway, that's an important ha'ara. Rashi says if you had it in mind, not. But if you didn't have it in mind, that it goes by this issue. This chilek. Rashi and Tosfos, more in Tosfos. Tosfos points out here on the top line, v'samchinan alei. And if it's less than four amos, you call it a lechi, and you're so mechanit. The af agav de lav l'shem lechi hukva, right, this is the adding on to Rashi. If you had in mind lechi, then every case is going to be okay. But here, even if you didn't have lechi in mind, it's three amos long, it's still good. Mishum de kaimalan ki abaya, belechi ha'omed me elav. Because we passing like abaya, this is one of the yalkagams. One of the yalkagams, at least according to some. Right, Yalkagam, the six cases where we pass like a baya over Rava, Yesh lo midas, Eidzomin lo mafreya. What's the lamed? That's a machlokas. Right? Kigam is, right, Kiddush Hashem Yisroel Labiyah. Gimel is a get, and Mem is Mumar, right, in Sanhedrin. So Lamed is the controversial one. That's this Tosfos right here. The first day of Tosfos is if it's Lechi Yomim Me'ilav, you didn't have anything in mind, we pass it like a Baya. That's one of the Akagams. Rabbeinu Tam has to come up with a different Lamed. Right, because he says Rabbeinu Tam passes like Rava. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's got to come up with another Lamed. Okay, not for now, but either way, this is one of the Yalkagams. Keep it in mind. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Amra, Avun Ebreidu of Yeshua, Lo Amran, when do we say everything that we've said already, Ela B'Mavui Shmona? This is only by a Mavui that is 8 deep. Right, only by a Mavui, I'm sorry, 8 wide. Right, Rashi says, Mavui Shmona, Rach of Shmona, Amos, Fakoshkenim Yoser. When do you say that you have this measurement with the 4 Amos wall if your Mavui is 8 Amos wide or more? Alva b'mavi shiva, but if your mavi is only 7 amos wide, so you're going to have a wall that's 4 amos long, and it's going to be a problem? No. Nitar ba'omed ruba la parets. That'll be mutter for a different reason. Because you have more standing wall than open wall on this side. If you only have a 7 amos wide alley, and you have a 4 amos wall, then that's omen rubala paritz, and it's kosher. The kavachomer mechatzer, and you learn it out from a chatzer. Uma, we're talking about mavois, but go back to chatzer for a minute. Uma chatzer she'enani teres balechi v'kora. A chatzer which does not have the allowance of alechi and a kora, the chachamim never instituted it by a chatzer. Ni teres b'omen rubala paritz, but if you have more omed, it's good. So mavui shenita balechi v'kora, a mavui which has other solutions, eno digenita b'omen rubala paritz, it surely should be good. So this whole discussion about if it's 4 amos wall sticking out, then it's no good. That's only if you have a very large, wide mavui. If the mavui is only 7 amos wide, then it works anyway. Says the Gemara, how can you make the kavachomer from chatzer? Mala chatzer shekein pirtzasa be'eser. Tomer b'mavui shepirtzaso ba'arba, as we're going to have tomorrow. But wait a minute. A chatzer has a kula. A chatzer allows you to have 10 amos, up to 10 amos wide holes. Pirtzes, up till that, it's called a Pesach, and not a Pirtza. Unlike a Mavui, which we'll see more in tomorrow's daf, that the limit is smaller. Arba, so you see a Mavui is more Chomer in certain ways, and therefore you shouldn't be able to have a Kaval Chomer from Chatzer. So Gemara says, no, Kusabra, Rav Huna, Breidu, Rav Yeshua, Mavui, Nami, Pirtzas, Obeyeser. It must be that Rav Huna, Breidu, Rav Yeshua holds that Mavui also has that limit. 10 Amos, and not 4 Amos. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Lamad Kamrinon. Who is Rav Huna, Breidu, Rav Yeshua talking about? Who's Shita? Are we trying to describe? Rav Huna. We're going within Rav Huna's opinion. Who says this chiluk back on the bottom of Amud Aleph? For Rav Huna, Pirtzasa B'Dalek Sfirulei. Rav Huna holds that the maximum Pirtza by a Mavui is 4, not 10. Rav Huna, Breidu, Rav Yeshua, time of Denafshe Kamar. It must be no, he's not going within Rav Huna. He's saying his own opinion. Or, period. Or Rav Ashi Amar, another daya, and with this we'll finish. Even if it's exactly 8, you don't need another lechi. Right? What did we just say? If it's more than 8, then you do need it. If it's less than 8, what if it's exactly 8? Exactly 8, you also don't need. Why? Manavshach. E omei nafish. Because could you be really exact that this is 4 amos and that's exactly 8? There's a good chance that the wall is more than half. So, e omeid nafish, if the omeid is if you have an 8 wide mavui, and if you're not sure exactly this wall, is it exactly 8-4, is it less, is it more? Well, either way, it's fine. E omeid nafish, if it's more than half, nitar ba'omeid rubala parts. That it's more than half. The parts nafish, if the opening is half, that means your lechi is less than 4 amos. Nida bishem lechi. So, my amr, the shavu travayu, what is exactly the same? Ki adadi? Havili Safik Devrehem, the Safik Devrehem Lahakel. This is something the Rabbanon was talking about. Again, Dalraisi, you can carry in this Mavui. It's 3 walls. Midrabbanon, so it's a Safik Derabbanon, Safik Derabbanon, Lekula. Is it really a Safik Derabbanon? Ask Tosfos, measure it. What do you mean a Safik? It's not a Safik. Right, ask Tosfos, just measure it. Says Tosfos, an important yesod. Look at the next Amud. Tosfos goes over to the next Amud. Second line on the top. The Yesh Lomar. Since it would be very, very difficult to get an exact measurement, you have to bring in the professionals. It's considered a suffix. Even if you can figure it out, if you kill yourself, if you really push and get it professionals, you don't have to. That's considered suffix. That's considered any, that's not called the suffik b'mitzius, that we say, you can't rely on suffik here, you just gotta figure it out. No. If it's tircha gedola to figure it out, in a context of derabanan, so we can allow that. We could allow that period. Or the second day of Tosfos, the first skinny line quotes Rabbeinu Shmaya, that maybe here is a svek sveka. It's a double. Maybe Omeid is Meruba, and even if not, maybe it's equal. Right? So maybe it's a svek sveka. So either way, that's what Tosfos deals with. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with some applications of this Tosfos, and we'll talk a little bit about Efshel et Samseim, Efshel et Samseim, whether items can be exact or not, which we've discussed in the past, and other issues that Omei Merubah L'Paris is a big discussion also, which we have to have in terms of Omei Merubah L'Paris and Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah, are they exactly similar? Okay, Bezer, we'll talk more about that tomorrow as we continue. Again, feel free also as we continue, I want to thank everyone who's been contributing to our building, but feel free, those who haven't yet, to partner with us, coming to nofeihashemesh.com or .org, and take part in our Binyan Mikdash Ma'at, as Baruch Hashem, we are advancing in the stages of the building. Everybody have a good day.